Good morning, friends. I hope you are well. Welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you're somewhere pleasant, nice, peaceful, serene. Perhaps you have some natural company through maybe the dog or the birds around you, or you have a hot brew with you, keeping you company today as well, whilst you listen. Today, I'm going to talk about a few things that are on my mind, and a few things to consider that hopefully you find useful as the episode goes on. If I think of anything valuable on top of what I've already prepared, I will share those with you. Yet, this topic and what I discuss is not exhaustive. There are going to be things beyond this that even yourself will have the skills and ability to conjure up the correct questions or topics, perhaps, that are specifically relevant for yourself. So you're probably wondering, Lawrence, what are you talking about? I want to discuss a little bit of two things today. The first one being the connotations that self-development work or personal development work has with spiritual work and how they work side by side when we're doing work on ourselves, even if we don't realize it. And the other one, which I might sprinkle on top of as we go through, is the idea of lifestyle contributing to most of our happiness and all about the little dials that we need to tweak and maybe just some more elevated or detailed thoughts around that hopefully you can take and implement from today. So I want to start off with the idea around self-improvement work being more spiritual than we give credit to. My personality is already a little bit more zen than the average person. And over the years, I've realized how stoic and how potentially Buddhism has contributed to my thoughts around self-improvement or self-development. And this can be so beneficial to our overall values, what we're trying to do each day and what we're living by, who we're trying to be. And ultimately, all this comes down to is allowing ourselves the space and time to ask ourselves bigger questions. So, what do I mean by bigger questions? We, without awareness, tend to allow life to process ongoing. Journaling is such a great tool from a cathartic point of view, being able to allow life to process as you go. Maybe it's a narrative or a commentary of how things are going. But sometimes we need to pause and do a little bit of some deeper inner work. These big questions can sometimes be a little bit existential, but the beauty of existentialism is that it actually allows you to live more deeply. It allows you to be more free because you've taken the big questions head on, and it can almost be liberating to realize that it's not as bad as you think, or you're better than you maybe thought initially as well. We actually do ourselves a bit of a discredit by not asking ourselves these big questions. And the main route to this, or to unlocking this, is we can only ask ourselves. Somebody else asking you a question can be helpful, but no more than that. The ultimate accountability and responsibility comes down to yourself to sit down with the big questions and process them. Be honest with yourself and understand that you're doing yourself a favor by asking yourself these bigger life questions. This is why having such strong values and how you, what you live by, is so important. Because if you don't know these things, you're not ready for the big questions in your life. Some examples of big questions that I can just think of off the top of my head is, say for example, you're going for a new job. Now, the surface level question would be, this is going to be the next natural next step in your career. But the big question we need to ask is this how you want to live? Is the way that this job is set up and how it impacts and affects your life, is that going to allow you to be the happy individual that you want to be? This is where at the start I was saying lifestyle contributing to our happiness is going to be sprinkled throughout. And obviously we work a third of our lives, so obviously your work is going to impact on your lifestyle, which is going to impact on your happiness. So we need to consider the big questions rather than, is this work going to be interesting to me? Or it pays better than my previous job. Another potentially dangerous area that we need to, or we can use as an example here, is when you've done something for so much of your life, or a large percentage of your life, and then you stop. Another example of this is work, if you change careers or industries or whatever. Or, for example, if you have a hobby that you did as a child and through your teens, and then suddenly you can't do that anymore, maybe because of injury or circumstance or availability, all of these things. This contributes to your lifestyle, which contributes to your happiness. So this is where it's linked back to your values, your identity. If you can't do a hobby anymore that you love and it's all you know, then the big question here is, who are you going to become after that? Who do you want to be known for beyond this? Are you comfortable with the fact that everybody outside of your maybe inner circle thinks that you are this person, but you can't do that anymore? So you need to pivot. You need to divert away from that. And are you okay and comfortable with that? Are you at peace within yourself that life is trying to tell you, this is where the spiritual side comes in, life's trying to tell you that this isn't for you anymore and there's a new opportunity on the horizon if you're ready to go for it. It's almost like another layer of life is happening. But sometimes we resist that. We resist the big question because it's scary. We resist the big question because before is all we've known. So there's an opportunity here to become a better version of yourself by leaning into the big questions. Like I say, sometimes I'm talking about them spiritually. Some people might perceive them as existentially. And I guess the last example is almost a little bit of Inception. From a self-development point of view, when you get to the stages of you're aware of all the self-help, self-development topics, concepts, areas, and you've done the work on them, what happens when you're happy? What happens when you're content with those? What's the next big question that you need? Is it a case of sitting with it and allowing opportunities to come your way? Or is there an opportunity to go deeper? Example, a real life example of this is myself last year, where I spent probably about 2/3 of the year diving into the mastery and deep work side of things with this podcast. And that's something that I was asking myself the big questions of, where do I want this to go? What do I want this to look like? Who do I want to become from this podcast? Even with the writing on the Sundays as well, prioritizing that, writing ebooks. Everything within our lifestyle, which is obviously our life, we have to ask ourselves these big questions to get the best out of it for us. I'm incredibly proud now that last year I did those things, because now I'm more of a person that I would hope I had become. But, and again, maybe this is the main takeaway for yourself today, is you're doing yourself a discredit without asking yourself these big questions. When you have a decision to make, when you have an opportunity that comes forth, take the time to ask the big question. Don't do the rushed surface level question. Especially if you get a sense that it's a big moment, not just in your life, but maybe at that particular point in time for you. So I hope that's been useful today, guys. I hope it's inspired you to maybe consider some areas of your life where you're avoiding the big questions. You're essentially not trusting yourself enough. When, you know, from all the people that I've talked to through this podcast that listen, we have some very smart, amazing individuals that you can do great things if you trust yourself more. Guys, I'm going to leave you there. It's been wonderful. Write to me with any thoughts that come from this as well. Otherwise, I will see you all next time. Cheers.